Married at First Sight. Chapter 3117. Matriarch Farrell said, "When I come back, I will persuade Marco to divorce you and won't let you fight. However, during the period when I'm not at home, I still hope that you will think about it carefully." Erica nodded in agreement. She stood up and said, "Mom, I'll go out first and won't disturb you." Matriarch Farrell hummed. After Erica went out, Matriarch Farrell called Marco. After Marco answered the phone, she asked him, "Marco, where are you now?" "Mom, I'm at the company." "Mom, what's wrong?" Marco asked cautiously. He was afraid of receiving a call from his mother. Especially after he had done something wrong, he was most afraid of receiving a call from his mother, who would always scold him bloody. Matriarch Farrell said, "Your wife came back just now. She talked a lot with me." Marco's scalp tightened, and he said with a smile, "She's back. Just come back. Just come back." Matriarch Farrell said, "She told me that she wanted to divorce you. This time, your wife was heartbroken by you. I think she is determined to divorce. There is no room for maneuvering. She has faced everything calmly and will no longer be excited, won't be angry anymore, and won't make any noise with you. The real departure is to leave quietly." "Marco, Mom, I don't want a divorce." Matriarch Farrell said, "You don't want a divorce, yet you still do so many things that are sorry for your wife." Marco hesitated. "Mom, I'm going out soon. During the period when I'm not at home, you should apologize properly and try to see if you can win your wife back. If you can, win her back. If you can't, don't make a fuss or tear her up. Okay. Let's get together and part ways. You must save some face for the children. When you go through a divorce, it's important to prioritize others. After all, I have been married to you for more than 10 years and have children with you. You are the one at fault, so don't treat them badly." Marco's heart tightened, and he asked cautiously, "Mom, do you agree with me divorcing her?" "I don't approve or disapprove, I just see that she has made up her mind to go. You have acted in a manner that has caused regret for others. For the sake of the child, I hope that you and your wife can resolve this matter peacefully. I don't want to cause trouble between the in-laws. Look, if we can't be in-laws, we can still be friends." Matriarch Farrell also felt uncomfortable. She felt that her old age was getting worse and worse. Her husband cheated on her, and so did her three sons. Now the eldest daughter-in-law is getting divorced, and she still has two daughters in Leipat. Wow, long she can hold on. The eventual divorce of all three sons could lead to the dissolution of the large family. The only daughter, because she grew up without her, the relationship between mother and daughter was never deep enough. She didn't even dare to trust her daughter 100%. Catherine had a conscience and a bottom line. She was dyke. I heg Imranafi CTS, she was not like her in many ways. If Catherine knew that Matriarch Farrell really caused the deaths of her sisters and came to power, would Catherine Chakadur she crobed ist why give up on the Farrell family and be unwilling to take over the family? It was really possible that the position of head of the Farrell family would return to the descendants of the eldest sister. Chapter 3118. She was unwilling. She paid so much and sacrificed so much, but in the end, she was back to where she started. You like the colorful world outside so much. Divorce will liberate you. No one will care about how many girlfriends you have outside. But if you get divorced, you should have sterilization surgery to prevent you from remarrying and having children. Having children after a divorce is not beneficial for my grandchildren. When children have a stepmother, they also have a stepfather. I have to ensure the interests of my grandchildren while I am alive. Marco, Mom, I am your biological son. Besides, even if I remarry and have children, aren't the children still your grandchildren? How can you be so partial? Aside from that, they are already teenagers. When I remarry and have children, they may be adults. Are they still afraid of being bullied and abused by my stepmother? Matriarch Farrell was too lazy to listen to Marco's excuse. She said coldly, "This is Mom's condition. If you get divorced and remarry, you must have sterilization surgery. I have a lot of grandchildren, and there is no need to add more. Unless Catherine gives birth to a daughter, then I will accept it. You already have a son and a daughter, there is no need to have another one. Even if your children are now teenagers, after they have a stepmother and the stepmother blows your pillow every day, you will become a stepfather, and your property may be given to the children you will have later. It's very unfair for my grandchildren now. In order to protect the legitimate interests of their original children, you should have sterilization surgery immediately after the divorce. If you don't do the sterilization surgery, you should not remarry and have children. Once you let me know that your other woman is pregnant, you will not take her to have an abortion. I will force her to have an abortion." Matriarch Farrell, accustomed to her dominance, would not tolerate Marco's resistance. "If you don't want me to take care of you, you can sever the mother-child relationship with me, break away from the Farrell family, and return the benefits you have received from my Farrell family in an appropriate amount, and I will divide all the family property you return equally among your children. In that case, whether you want to marry an 18-year-old or a 20-year-old, it has nothing to do with us." Marco was speechless. Normally, it seemed that Matriarch Farrell's attitude towards her children was just average. She was only kinder to Marco because Marco was Matriarch Farrell's eldest son, the first son. Unexpectedly, when Marco was about to divorce his wife, Matriarch Farrell would ask him, the son, to have a sterilization operation for the sake of her grandchildren. Marco said, "Mom, if I get divorced, I won't get married or have children, so that's okay." He also had feelings for several of his children. If he doesn't want to have children, just have them. Anyway, the youngest child is in junior high school, and the eldest is a senior in high school. He will soon be an adult, and he will have a successor. Matriarch Farrell said coldly, "I can do what I say. Don't think I'm joking." Marco said, "Mom, I know. Matriarch Farrell never jokes." Marco assured, "Mom, don't worry, the grandchildren you love are my children. How could I, as a father, not consider their future?" "Matriarch Farrell, it's good to know. Once your father leaves the hospital, he should reside in the home of his third oldest brother. Fel SMM Gatberg will take over his care from now on. Anyway, you all have houses under your name. You will take turns picking him up to live there for a while. If the amount of your father's expenses for your little family is appropriate, I will pay for those expenses. You just need to take care of him and accompany him. Marco asked carefully, Mom, my dad has done that, can't you forgive him? Now that Shilf is Ida, the tight will be fipped out after his death, so you can forgive my dad. The same thing happened with my dad and Shiloh. If he had known that there was medicine in the half bottle of wine, he would never have given it to Holden. Cannot. When I see your dad, I will remember that he has done Sitang, your dad. Gokit is heart. Since we are tired of seeing each other, we should not meet each other again. Matriarch Farrell made it clear that she wanted to separate from her husband. Chapter 3119. Matriarch Farrell said coldly, That's my business. I will solve it myself. You don't need to worry about it. You just need to take good care of your father and fulfill your filial piety. After finishing speaking, Matriarch Farrell hung up the phone. On the 38th floor of an office tower, in the chief executive officer's office, a towering young woman with long hair pulled into a bun and dressed in a women's suit stood before the window, gazing out at the slightly overcast sky. Her stomach suddenly sang about the empty city plan. This made her a little distressed. She didn't eat well at lunch. It wasn't that the food wasn't delicious, it was just that she was tired of eating food cooked by a chef and wanted to change her taste. But she hadn't found a new chef yet, mainly because she hadn't found a chef whose cooking suited her taste. She had a very picky mouth and was already famous for being picky in Annenberg. People outside were saying that as long as those who study cooking could cook a dish that could make her eat two bites, she could work as a chef in a five-star hotel. If she could eat a meal, that would be great. She would spend a lot of money to invite him to Orman's house to become her special chef, and the salary would be very good. People outside say that if they can cook her meals for a month, they can buy a house in a good location in Annenberg with full payment. This shows how high the salary she paid the chef was. Recently, the Ormond family was recruiting chefs again, but there were only a few applicants. They came for an interview, passed the butler test, and were asked to cook a few specialty dishes. After she tasted them, there was nothing more to say. She didn't taste good. Knock, knock. There was a knock on the door. The people outside the door pushed it open and came in without waiting for Elora to speak. Sister. Also coming in was a young and beautiful woman, Lras/Firstoisir, Teaksley Foot, H.S. second daughter of the Ormond family. Tinsley was carrying a delicate bag in her hand. She walked in, first Pease the Aper Glerd de Hen walked behind the eldest sister and asked. With concern, is the eldest sister worried? The male members of the family were still young and far away from taking over. Ee eldest Sigtet Blor. I Oxfnon, Fan 12 all the Ormond family's business. Only providing assistance when needed. Elora was very busy and a workaholic, and she was reluctant to waste a minute. She could be anxious about anyone who wasted her time. That's why Tinsley posed this question when she noticed Elora standing in front of the window. Chapter 3120. Eldest sister, I saw that you didn't eat much at lunch. So you must be hungry, so I brought you a box of freshly baked snacks. The chef, who came to apply for the job today, prepared them. We all tasted them and agreed that this chef is good. Elora turned around and walked back. Tinsley followed her. I'm tired of eating the food they cook recently. I really don't have much appetite at noon. I haven't eaten enough, and now I feel hungry. Elora walked back to the desk, leaned against the table, reached for the delicate bag that Tinsley had brought in, and took out a box of snacks from the bag. The snacks were very small, some were made into flowers, and some were fruits. It also looked like a small animal. Elora asked, "It's quite delicate and small. The patterns are also pretty good. Is it delicious? Did the chef who applied for the job make it today?" Tinsley said, "He made it. This is a chef from out of town, but he looks very young, less than 30 years old. Sister, let me tell you, if you don't hire this chef, I will hire him. He is tall and handsome as an idol star. However, he is more masculine than an idol star. He hasn't cooked his specialty dishes yet, but he only showed his hand to make these snacks. He said that when you're free to go home for dinner, he will show his hand to let you taste what he made. Hiring a chef for the Ormond family was inherently troublesome. It didn't just require an interview and showing off your skills. It also required that the family have met him, eaten his cooking, chatted with him, and made sure that he had good character before hiring him. Therefore, if he wanted to join Ormond's family as a chef, cooking skills alone were not enough. He also needed to have good character." Tinsley thought of the applicants she saw and said with a smile, "It's not like we haven't seen handsome guys before, but the handsome guy who came for the interview today is really handsome. Looking at him, I feel like I'm not even hungry anymore. Men are delicious." Elora said amusingly, "I think you are in love and want to get married. If you fall in love with him at first sight, I will ask someone to inquire about his character and family situation. If he's suitable, you can consider it." Tinsley said, "Forget it. I just admire his handsomeness, and I don't want to be married. Besides, marriage requires a good match. Our two brothers are still young. We rely on our sisters to support us. Many people outside look down on us. Where is the woman? There are also many people who want to take advantage of our family. Our marriage must be well matched. We cannot marry a Phoenix man. Even if that Phoenix man is very capable, we don't want to choose. What kind of family and status do we have? I've learned not to test human nature with money. You can't afford it." Tinsley thought that the chef who came to interview today was very good looking. If Elora did not accept him, she would admit him to her second room as a chef. Regardless of his cooking skills, he could make good dim sum and had a long head. God'll look good. Tinsley felt it was a pleasure to watch the handsome guy and eat delicious snacks. Elora opened the box containing snacks. The box contained a variety of small knives and forks. When she heard what her sister said, she paused, holding the small fork, and said, "Such a young chef. If he's young, unless he learns to cook at a young age and has the guidance of a famkusapin os osaking slash skills ilf not be much better. Look at the chefs in our family, none of them have been in this industry for more than 10 years. Even so, our family has to change chefs frequently." Tinsley smiled a little sheepishly and said, "Sister, it's because our sisters are all good at eating and picky, so we always change cooks. No, our family is about to change chefs again. Chefs from several nearby city are a teacher me tour I and amuse hey believe that no matter how well we treat them, they will lose their jobs after a prolonged absence. It's not worth it. Elora picked up a small knife and cut a piece of a snack. Then she switched to a small fork and forked underscore a small piece peshjes beto resa but idtoer mouth, she looked at Tinsley again and said, what's not worth it? When they leave our home, major hotels rush to get them. Their worth has increased many times compared to before they joined our home as chefs. After she finished speaking, she put the small piece of snack into her mouth. She was ready to spit it out at any moment.